miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip at 55 past the hour. Guest time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Melissa Hallis-Liang is a registered dietitian and a nutrition educator. Her passion is something called Super Kids Nutrition. Thank you for joining us here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Melissa, what is Super Kids Nutrition and what is your mission?
Well, we are really just trying to give moms easy ways to help their kids like and choose healthier options. And, you know, we want to make them understand that it's possible, it's easy and realistic. And we also reach educators. So we provide, you know, coloring pages, curriculum, and reviews of children's books that have health themes.
But it's a never-ending battle, I bet, right?
It is. And we're also, you know, we're out in the community. So we're giving presentations and, you know, we're interacting with people every day and seeing the struggle that many parents face with childhood obesity.
Here's Dr. Mike.
Now, Melissa, and thank you for coming on. And we should, in the interest of full disclosure, say that we know each other from our book writing lives, as you're a very famous and excellent author. But let's talk about how tough it is. McDonald's just came out with a new sandwich. I guess it's called the Egg White Delight. And I just looked at the ingredient label on just the egg white patty, and it has 15 different ingredients in addition to egg whites. So you're saying, well, obviously someone's trying to do right by having an egg white patty rather than a full egg patty, yet it has all this junk in it. How can we get kids to enjoy fruit and vegetables easier?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you're summing it up, is that there's so many foods right now that have 15 or more ingredients, and many of them, even if you're having something like a healthy egg white, you add in all of those components that make it easily digestible. And those overly processed convenient foods are usually have, you know, refined flour, the sugar, with or without added fat, and they're just so
actually,
highly palatable.
I've got to read you this egg white thing.
Okay.
It's egg whites with liquid margarine, liquid soybean oil, hydrogenated cottonseed and soybean oils, water, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, salt, soy lecithin, monoendoglycerides, sodium benzoate, potassium sorbate, artificial flavor, citric acid, vitamin A, palmitate, and beta carotene for color.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's manufactured to quickly dissolve in your mouth. And, you know, I had the opportunity this year to serve on TEDMED's childhood obesity panel, and pretty much every expert said it's foods that have, you know, all these ingredients that quickly digest in the mouth that make it nearly impossible to stop eating them. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had the air-popped popcorn, like potato chips that are puffed. I mean, you can't stop at one serving. And I think that we're constantly battling that as parents, and we need to really emphasize the whole foods, you know, getting kids to explore fruit, vegetables, you know, taking them to the farmer's market, getting them in the kitchen so they really get acclimated to the taste of real food, since it's everywhere else, you know, you're not seeing a lot of it.
So let's say, how good are the data that having our kids eat more fruits and vegetables will actually decrease cancers later in life?
Well,
that's part of the campaign, and we should say that part of the reason I'm asking you this is that the website is the American Institute for Cancer Research, www.aicr.org/healthykids is the website, or superkidsnutrition.com. But on the AICR website, how good are the data that getting your kids to eat healthier will decrease cancer rates?
Well, I think first you have to look at that 1 in 3 cancers is preventable through diet and lifestyle. And that's, of course, not even factoring in smoking. And, you know, much of the cancers that we look at, you know, your colorectal cancer, you know, breast, even gallbladder and kidney, many of these cancers are related to weight, inactivity, and diet. And, of course, we know that if you're overweight as a child, it increases the likelihood of you being obese as an adult. So what we're really looking at is that these cancer risks increase with excess weight. And when you look at children, of course, right, during childhood and adolescence, kids are growing really fast. So their cells are kind of turning over rapidly, and that makes them especially vulnerable to the effects of food, physical activity, and weight. And then if you think about them developing their eating habits for life, usually they're set up for that in childhood. So how they eat as a child often reflects how they eat as an adult. So, of course, we're not going to have, you know, long studies that, you know, follow from infancy to adulthood in terms of cancer risk, but it's clearly been defined that excess weight increases the risk of many types of cancers. I think, you know, at least 12.
Now, in light of that, if you will, the one of the questions we have from on the email line is, and that when we tweeted you early, they wrote before that about this, and they said, we're told about juicing and vegetables and fruits and juices. How do those, is the increased sugar from those, especially if you juice with fruits, does that counteract the good benefit by from, in fact, having the fruit itself? And I'm paraphrasing, and that was from, I should tell you, that was from a Suzanne in Omaha Falls.
Well, I mean, I would definitely tell Suzanne that, first off, you know, juice can be part of a regular healthy diet. It really just depends on the amount. Of course, you know, for kids, you really don't want to go over 6 ounces. For older kids, you know, you can go up to 8 ounces a day. So if a child's not overweight and you're sticking within the recommended amounts, then it's okay to have the juice in addition to, you know, whole fruit juice. But what I usually tell people, if your kids like juice and you like juicing, why not make smoothies? Because then you can kind of, you know, you can add in some yogurt, you can add in frozen fruit, and you can also add in things like baby spinach, you know, avocado, a lot of different vegetables, even fresh ginger. I've experimented with all kinds of smoothies with kids, and usually when you add in the green veggies, they don't even know they're there. So I would say turn that juice into smoothie making, and that would probably be your best choice.
And why is a smoothie better than juice?
Well, because, you know, with a smoothie, you're getting the whole fruit. So you can go ahead and you can add a little bit of that fresh juice. If you really love to juice and you want to add in some fresh orange juice or pineapple juice, you know, that's going to help liquefy the smoothie. But most of the fruit you add to your smoothie is going to be in the whole form. It's going to have all the vegetables in there. And, you know, you lose, in addition to the fiber, you can lose some of the nutrients, you know, that can be attached to the bulk. So if you look at, for example, apples, you know, the skin have quercetin, which is important for brain health. So it's definitely better to use the whole food when you can. And I think that that's the benefit of smoothies. Plus, you know, spinach juice versus chopped little tiny pieces of spinach in your smoothie, you're not going to taste it as much in the smoothie. Not to say that spinach tastes bad, but it's definitely better chopped in a salad than drinking it, right?
Joe?
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Melissa Hallis-Liang is here. She's with the Healthy Kids Today Prevent Cancer Tomorrow campaign. If you have a question for Melissa with her particular organization, just email us at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. Her mission is to create future healthier generations through good nutrition, and Super Kids Nutrition aims to empower kids and families to reach their full potential by having the energy and the good health to accomplish their goals. SuperKidsNutrition.com is Melissa's is wet website. We'll be back with her and Dr. Mike right after the break. If you'd like to reach them, again, it's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And again, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the hours coming up in 8 minutes. Stay with us. Glad you're listening here today. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Talk about your Real Age Tip in 4 minutes. Melissa Hallis-Liang heads up Healthy Kids Today, the Prevent Cancer Tomorrow campaign. She's a registered dietitian and nutrition educator. SuperKidsNutrition.com is the website. I just want to know, Melissa, if you think today's kids can identify with a Twinkie.
Well, I'll tell you what some of them can identify is just a fruit, such like a pear. I mean, many of the kids that I work with cannot identify simple fruits and vegetables, which is amazing to me.
I think it's an adult thing. I think Twinkies are an adult thing. I think today's kids, really, I don't think they identify. It's not their generation of junk
Thank
food.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're right about that. Here again, here's Dr. Mike.
So, Melissa, the keys, let's go and just say for moms, what should they focus on with their kids? How do they convert them, especially when they get exposed at school to the other kids and what the other kids are eating? How do you convert them towards healthier eating?
I think one of the most important tips is to use hunger as your friend. I mean, I use this in my own life. You know, if I'm picking up my daughter from school, I make sure she's got some cucumber slices with her favorite salad dressing. Or we do frozen fruit, which she loves to eat cold right out of the bag. So whenever she's hungry, I always make sure that she gets vegetables first. And I even use this at dinner parties. If we're having families over and they have kids, I put the string beans out or vegetables that they can eat with their fingers, even, you know, asparagus spears. And if they're hungry, they'll be more likely to eat it, and you know you've got their vegetables in.
So the basic message is, in that one, it is using hunger as your friend. Now, what about when the kid says, but Mom, everybody else at school stops at the whatever it is on the way home?
It's one of those things that you're kind of working towards health every day by taking a series of steps. One of the things you can do is, you know, get your kids involved with color. I did this with a Girl Scout troop, where I brought in all different color of fruits and vegetables, and they had to track the colors on this little form with these super cool characters from my website. And so, you know, because it became a competition where the kids wanted to try as many different colors so that they could fill out every color on this little activity sheet, every child tried the food, and as it turned out, you know, half of them even liked purple cabbage. So it's about, you know, finding fun ways to introduce food, and often when you can, doing it in peer groups so that you know, they kind of feel the pressure to join in with the healthy eating, just like they feel the pressure to join in with the unhealthful eating. You know, you have to balance it out.
And now, so they feel the pressure to join in. Do you, what age do you start this at? What age do you change from letting them have anything they want to really trying to strongly influence?
Well, I think, you know, it starts from day one. I mean, you know, breastfeeding, of course, is so important because even that can help determine the taste preferences that a child has. Making sure, you know, at age one that the biggest highlight isn't for them to try cake at their first birthday. You know, to slowly introduce some of the less healthful food options and not make them, you know, center stage. The other thing I see parents do often is that they have their own food hang-ups or their own taste preferences. And you have to put them aside when you have kids. And you know, your child's favorite food might be olives, and you might hate olives. So, you know, don't automatically write off a healthy food that you don't like because it could end up being your child's favorite food. And so just every day, you know, doing things like that, trying new food yourself, along with your child, growing foods, you know, taking them to the grocery store, having them pick out
Let's give people the website again. The website,
oh, sure.
If you want to look at this, is www.aicr.org/healthykids or superkidsnutrition.com.
That's
Did I
right.
get those right?
You can go to both of those sites and you can look, you know, read more about the Healthy Kids Today, Prevent Cancer Tomorrow campaign. And there's so many fun activities and kid-tested recipes. And some of the activities are things like, if you don't have a kid who's interested in nutrition, we have a Mad Lib. Every kid loves Mad Lib, but it incorporates some kind of fun nutrition themes. So we're trying to reach kids on all levels.
And there also are these characters, right? The crew.
The Super Crew, yeah, they're featured in my children's books, and they're also in an upcoming iPhone app with the National Restaurant Association that kind of helps kids choose different colorful fruits and vegetables and whole grains and puts the emphasis on that. And then they're in curriculum that's used in schools throughout the country.
Well, we've got to go, so we thank you, Melissa, for being with us. AICR.org/healthykids or superkidsnutrition.com. Thanks very much. We're now going to go to the real age tip of the week, and this fits one of the theme. It's six foods to keep your mind young. Generally, what's harmful to your heart is also harmful to your brain. Make no mistake about it. While fried potato skins are busting your buttons, there's also a portion that gets shuttled up through your arteries to your gray and white matter. Saturated fats, for example, clog arteries that lead to your brain. So does sugar, putting you at risk for stroke. While omega-3 fatty acids, those are the good fats found in fish, and omega-7, also found in fish, are helpful for your brain because they keep your arteries clear. They also alter your neurotransmitters and reduce depression. The best foods to keep your brain and your real age young: one, nuts, especially walnuts. And there's some really good data on walnuts preventing decreasing breast and prostate cancer this week. Well, nuts contain monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats to keep your arteries clear, as well as are precursors of serotonin to boost mood. The goal, 1 ounce of nuts a day. That's 12 walnuts. And I have 6 walnut halves before lunch and dinner. It's a great way of decreasing appetite, as well as will keep you about 3.3 years younger if you have an ounce a day. Women, 4.4 years younger. Fish, especially wild salmon, ocean trout, those are the ones that really have the omega-3s in them and are environmentally sound. They contain a lot of the omega-3 and omega-7, the odd omega fats. They aim for 13.5 ounces of fish a week, or 3 servings of about the size of your fish, make you 2.8 years younger. Soybeans contain heart and artery healthy protein, fiber, and fats. A cup of soybeans a day, 0.4 years younger. Tomato juice and spaghetti sauce, they contain lycopene and many other nutrients that keep your arteries young. 8 ounces of the juice or 2 tablespoons of spaghetti sauce without added sugar a day, at least 1 year younger. olive oil, nut oils, fish oils, flaxseed, avocados, and walnuts. Those are all good because they contain omega-3 heart-healthy monounsaturated fats. So if you're saying that a bunch of your diet should be fats, these are the fats. And the last one, real chocolate. That's at least 70% cocoa without added sugar, an ounce a day to replace milk chocolate, 1.2 years younger. Joe, that's the Real Age Tip of the Week.
All right, good job, Dr. Mike. Of course, we're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and youbeauty.com, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Hope you've learned something in the show here today, and thank you for listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm very proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.